welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important. Today on This Is Important...
You're butt naked, and now you need that little trim of hair around your asshole to keep you warm, or else you might die.
If someone pulls a gun on me, I will fist them.
And it really did hit the spot. It really did.
My orgasms have become a little bit more groundbreaking.
Let's go!
Oh, well, how does it feel?
I think I'd be a good Kyle.
Yeah, dude.
Would Blake make a better Kyle than Kyle?
Hey, if you're wondering why my voice sounds so weird in this podcast, it's because I'm wearing a mask. Be safe and be smart, guys.
Damn.
Well, there's all those Kyle memes that are actually like really hard to stomach.
Mm. Are there any old Kyles? Kyle feels like a very millennial name.
Millennial?
Like I have a lot of friends named Kyle.
Gen X.
No, I'm a millennial, Anders.
No, we're millennials.
But how many younger Kyles do you know than Kyle?
Ooh.
I'm saying it's a very our age range name, Kyle.
Yeah.
And there's no dads named Kyle. I don't know a single dad named Kyle.
Well, my parents did name it off of a guy who was credited on Hill Street Blues.
Damn.
Like they saw the name in the credits.
Oh, yes.
And they were like, that's
wow.
The name.
Wow.
And so there was an older Kyle, obviously, because that was
isn't
in 84.
Kyle and Jack Black? Isn't that
Kyle
name?
Gass.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, Kyle Gass. Okay. So there are some.
So just remember that later for some apologies and takebacks, please. Thanks.
For whatever reason, Kyle took hold in the year 1980 to the early 1990s.
A true grasp, yes.
And we know why. It's because of Hill Street Blues.
Thank you.
Obviously, Hill Street Blues took it over the edge.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Did you guys watch that Anthony Michael Hall video I sent you guys of him screaming at people while he's swimming in a pretty normal hotel pool?
Yeah. I mean, you know what? Yeah. If he was getting his laps in and they were breaking swimmer protocol, I got his back.
Losing his mind. He was just like, fuck you and your whole family.
Yeah, it was
crazy. I love when people just snap like that.
That stuff is like, yeah, obviously he's being a very rude dude during the filming of that. But
rude.
I wonder, as an editor, like, what was before the end point and after the out point? You know what I mean?
Hmm. Well, the woman didn't have any good.
Beyond the clip that we get to see?
She obviously wasn't an improver because she kept just going, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You're insane. And I'm like, well, that's not a yes and.
But okay? You don't want to have any comebacks because you're rolling on them.
Mm.
That's true.
You know, and I just want to say this real quick. I, in the year 2002, put a few bids on the black jeans that Anthony Michael Hall wore in Edward Scissorhands. Lost out when they went over $120. It was just a little too deep for my pockets.
Wow.
For people that don't know who Anthony Michael Hall is, which none of us really knew who he was, and we had to ask Anders, he is from Weird Science, along with other John Hughes movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of a nerd when he was a kid, and he must have weighed on him. And then he was like, I have to lift weights. I have to be a joked-ass aggro dude.
Hey, look, some people have to do that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He's a fucking chill.
He's from Breakfast Club too, right?
Yes, he was the nerd in Breakfast Club.
Yes.
I snapped yesterday. I'll admit this.
Okay.
I was out riding. Well, first of all, I've been riding my bicycle a lot lately. I got a road bike with the skinny tires. I wear spandex shorts and I get after it.
Yeah.
I need to wear more neon. That's what I need to do. But I got hit by a car 2 days ago. I got clipped by a car where I was listening to a podcast because I'm a podcast boy now, and it ended. And so it didn't just start a new podcast, which it's supposed to do. And so I had to open up my phone while riding the bike, like 20 miles an hour, and try to switch podcasts. And this car turned right in front of me, and I like bounced off the side of it, like clipped the side of it, didn't fall. So am I good at cycling? Yeah, I'm okay. So, but then the very next day, a similar thing happens with a car. I kind of pull out in front of it. It lays on the horn to me. And was like fucking flipping out, like honking at me. And I'm like, you're in a truck. I'm riding a bicycle. Fuck you. He's like, you want to do something about it? I'm like, pull over, motherfucker. And I like totally snap. He pulls over. I get off my bike. He pulls over like a block up.
Mm-hmm.
I get off my bike. I unclip. And then I'm like clomping towards him. And I'm like, you want to go, motherfucker? And then he just shakes his head like, because I look like such an idiot walking in those shoes.
Yeah.
Wearing my spandex pants. marching over to him like a psychopath, and then he gets in and drives away. But I'm like,
oh, you're scared.
Yeah.
He was scared or I was scared?
He was.
I was both.
Obviously, mm-hmm. He was a little scared. He got in his car and drove away. He was afraid of your confrontation. So, you know, I would say.
I think that's the move. If you have to go full bore, full steam ahead, and then let them balk. Because if you show any weakness, then they've won this emotional battle.
It sounds like you grew up around a bunch of bitches, because that would never work.
Well,
no.
Well, then you just have to fight a man.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, is that like that's a Rage Against the Machine lyric. And then you just fight a man.
And then you just lose your house. He just takes your house.
Yeah, that's a tough one. Can you, like, what are those clip shoes? Do they have, like, spikes at the bottom?
No, they're super slippery. If he pushed you, you would have, like, ate it.
I would have got if he would have just touched me at all, I would have fallen over.
Mm.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
See, I'm much more into that, the vulnerable male. You know, say you're sorry and, you know, apologize for yelling. And
well, for sure. I mean, I didn't mean to snap. I mean, I'm vulnerable because I was almost hit by, well, I was hit by a car yesterday or the day before that.
It's sure. Scary.
And then yesterday almost got hit again. And then this guy was mad at me and I'm like, dude, you're in the truck. I'm on a bicycle.
Right.
You like already sold yourself out. You're on a bike, not paying attention, switching tracks and shit. Stop your bike.
No.
Yeah, stop your bike.
The getting hit by the car the day before was, it is on me. He did turn into the bike lane, but I should have been watching.
Oh, this was two stories?
But this, yeah, that was the day before.
Oh. I never got that transition.
Yeah, and then yesterday, that's why I think I snapped as hard as I did. Because this guy honked at me as if it's all my fault, and it wasn't that time.
Right.
And I was hit by a car yesterday. I'm like, I'm not trying to go two for two.
I actually think that might be a pretty normal reaction. Kyle, do you remember way back in the day, we were in the city in San Francisco, and we saw a dude get smacked by a car very hard. And the first thing he did was stand up and be like, why are you hitting people with cars?
Oh, yeah.
That was his reaction.
That's amazing.
Right.
So maybe
was freaky. That was like coming back from the strip clubs or something like that.
I thought
that.
He was
Ooh,
dead.
Dirty dog.
I mean, that's what road rage is. Somebody just puts your life in jeopardy and you fucking lose it because you're like, whoa, hey.
You're scared. It's a scary moment. So then you go into freaking fight mode or flight mode, but most people go into fight and then, you know, there you have it. Pick a fight with him.
I mean, snapping. I remember one time it was out by the Whole Foods on Fairfax in LA. And I remember like this guy honked at me for something and I just snapped and I fucking get out of my car. I'm like, you want to go, motherfucker? And then he gets out of his car and he's just jacked as fuck.
Mm-hmm,
like this guy's a UFC trained badass. He's just looked like he could kick my ass. And then I scream, you have no idea what kind of day I've had. Which, by the way, perfectly normal day. I think it was like noon. I was going to get a coffee. Like, it was my first outing of the day. I haven't done shit.
And then
for whatever reason, I just snapped. Then I get in the turning lane, and he pulls up next to me, and he goes, hey, man, I just want to let you know I'm a big fan.
Nice.
And I'm like,
oh, wow, yeah.
Like the ultimate deflator. And I was like, sorry, man, just a really, really rough day. Just really, really how shitty day has been.
You just reminded me that when I was a PA, and for those of you at home, that's a production assistant. You're basically like a gopher on a production for real time with
Bill
Maher.
Not an actual gopher.
Not an actual gopher. Thank you for that.
Not an actual gopher, yeah.
Just for those outside of Hollywood.
Yeah, of course. Great joke.
What is that?
Anyway, it's crickets, bitch.
What is that?
So I had like a designated parking spot next to our trailer so I could like get groceries and like not have to deliver them across the lot. I get back from getting groceries and Terrence Howard had just parked in my spot and like was getting out. And I was like, duke, duke, honked at him. And I'm like, hey, you can't park there. He's like, I got to go to a meeting.
Who's Terrence Howard?
Terrence Howard
Hustle
from
and Flow.
Hustle and Flow.
Yeah, Hustle and Flow. Crash.
Crash.
Okay, Iron Man.
Hey guys, that's called being the viewer, the listener. Okay,
yeah.
I was asking for them. I know who Terrence Howard is. Obviously, I'm a huge Terrence Howard fan. I just was.
Come on, slow down, Adam.
It's just for the listeners. Okay,
you're right.
It's for the listeners.
I'm like, you can't park there, and he's like, I gotta go to my meeting. with his fucking dope voice. And I'm like, Terrence Howard, I don't want to argue with you, but you got to go. He's like, I'm running late, man. And I go, dude, I got groceries to get in here. I'm going to get fired. Do you want to be the guy who got me fired? And he's like, damn it, man. I'm going to be late now, man. And I'm like, dude, I didn't tell him I was a fan. Of course I'm a fan, but like.
But you had Halo Top melting in your trunk.
Yeah. I was toe-to-toe with Terrence Howard with melting groceries, and I'm just like, dude, I'm getting paid $0. Can you please move your sick BMW?
Damn.
Terrence Howard has an awesome music album out as well. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yeah, it's Hustle and Flow. It's a whole soundtrack.
Yeah, dude, it won a Grammy, brother.
Oh, no. Like a...
It's hot out here for him.
Right. Well, check it out.
What do we think about his Iron Man move? He was like, I want some of that Marvel money, man. And they were like no.
We're going to get Don. We're going to get Don.
Who did they replace him with?
Don Cheadle.
Oh, Donnie.
From Boogie
Donnie
Nights.
Boy.
And
was that a money move? Is that what it was? He was like, I need more money?
I think he wanted more money because they were like, you're going to get a War Machine movie at some point. Mm. And he was like, okay, cool. Pay me for that. And they were like, well, not yet. This is all hearsay. Who knows? Allegedly,
dude.
This dude wanted more money. And they said no and recast.
Well, that's where they blew it. That's where they lost me on the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm. You were out once Terrence left?
Right.
You know what? Me too.
As a huge Terrence Howard fan mm-hmm. who knows who he is, that's mm-hmm. where they lost me.
Okay. Allegedly.
I do love Terrence Howard, but I love Don Cheadle, so I was like, well, all right.
Yeah.
Don Cheadle is off the charts, man. He's the best.
Yeah, Don Cheadle's the shit.
I disagree.
Okay.
I mean, maybe Ooh. I'll work with Don Cheadle someday, and if that's the case, I'll lie to his face and say,
I like you better than Terrence Howard.
I will lead off with that. But
weird lead off. All right. Hey, man, how you doing? Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Terrence Howard shit. You're the king. He doesn't do it for me. I don't.
The Don.
Have you seen?
Who do you think's worth more?
Cashish.
Money.
Yes. Oh, for sure, Don. The Don, baby.
By the way, Durs has like a little remote control. Where did you buy that thing from? A little remote control thing that has sounds?
Wacko Soap Store on Sunset in Los Feliz.
Oh, the boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
The
boulevard.
And you bought something from the 80s? This sound machine is, like, primitive.
I don't know if they're primitive, but they're pretty good.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure
we're working on getting an actual soundboard. It's going to be amazing. It's also going to derail every conversation, but we're looking forward to it.
Hey. Oh, that's taking a little too long. And, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know
about that one.
You should see the smile on my face, guys.
Guys, we're going to get so good at podcasting. Like 10th or 15th episode, we're going to be so good.
Yeah.
It takes 40,
but we're by 15, I think, we're really going to have it dialed in.
Yeah.
You know what I keep thinking about? I keep thinking about Anders losing out to somebody else on Michael C. Hall's jeans.
Dang, who got him?
So I'm in college. I'm not dropping over $120 on like used jeans from Edward Scissorhands. Can't do it. Mm-hmm.
I would drop that money now.
What was your number?
I bid, I think, 99, and somebody went up to 120, and I was like, I can't do it. And they were black. Yeah. They were black jeans, Levi's, in the era of like you don't rock black jeans, like 2001.
Damn.
But so they were right. His from era. Edward Scissorhands, man.
This is pre Kyle era.
This is before. Yeah. This
before
is BK.
Kids were named Kyle.
Yeah.
Oh man. Yes. Before they were getting baptized in Monster or all those memes.
That's kind of weird because like I feel like
Kyle is the Karen of. Men.
I did see that they were doing that. Like they were like, what should we name the male Karen? And like Kyle was always on the list. And I'm like, fuck no.
Well, it's the hard K. It's the K sound that is.
I thought Chad is a better choice. I honestly thought Chad is the one.
I talk about Chad and Derek's for like 20 minutes in my stand-up special.
Todd.
Todd's good.
It's all Todd.
Yeah, I feel like Chad is a bro.
Well, Todd to me sounds like a dumb guy. Like, oh, good one, Todd.
Yeah, Todd's an idiot.
Good one, Todd.
But that's who these people are. These people are idiots, right? That's the whole
thing.
Yeah,
for sure.
Chad is more aggro.
Chad's young, in my mind. Or Chad at least he's a young soul.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Interesting. Chad is a young soul to
you.
Oh,
wait. Were we not talking about souls?
No. I actually want to transition to souls. That's why I picked up on
that's the thing with Anders is he's always talking souls.
Yeah, I don't have one, so I just like to
talk about
it.
Heart and soul, baby.
Oh, come on. Give yourself some credit. You got a beautiful heart in there.
I actually didn't think somewhere. The name Karen was correct.
It's not fair because I have an Aunt Karen who's just a really lovely lady.
Right, I feel like Barb is like a closer to what that is.
Barb
or Susan?
Is,
no,
Susan?
I disagree.
Susan.
Susan's pretty good.
I think Karen is slam dunk. I have a friend named...
It sounds made up already. I don't know. You're lying.
Named.
Yeah.
I have
say
a
anything.
Friend.
Well, I didn't know if we should... Kevin Hart, but not the famous Kevin Hart. My white buddy who is just a fat maniac.
Your white
idiot.
Buddy, huh?
Yeah, he's not the famous one. Right. So, anyways.
And what race is he, just so we're clear about it? What are we doing here?
I don't
he's
know,
white guy.
Yeah, okay.
And so he...
Fair enough.
We called him Karen like 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. We would call him Karen because he would just complain and be bitchy about stuff. Mm. And someone came up with the nickname Karen. And then hilariously, this thing is caught on nationwide. And people call people that are acting like fucking lunatics Karen.
So let me just get this straight. Your friend named Kevin Hart, who lost his personal name to famous Kevin Hart, was then nicknamed Karen and now has lost Karen to an international phenomenon. Oh, boy. Man. That's fucking sick.
You can't catch a break, that guy.
Tough break.
Damn, feel bad for him. Good thing he's a total maniac.
Yeah, a total
yeah, but he still has that. He still has that awesome nickname, Wine Mouth, doesn't he?
That's true.
That only stuck with our close friend group. It's I don't think so good. That is spread.
Yeah.
Wine Mouth is a great name, man. Yeah. That's a great name. Hey, Wine Mouth.
They're not calling him Wine Mouth at the office.
He gave up the box wine, I think. Because the whole thing was that every time you saw the dude, he just had a purple mouth. His teeth were just always purple.
Oh, man. So that's unreal.
Yeah.
That is always such an insane look. Like
the purple teeth.
Oh, yeah. It's like the Joker, bro.
For anybody. For if you're at like a fancy party with like parents and stuff,
yeah,
and they're asking you like, so what's it like in LA? And they're just teeth are like just red. And we're like, yeah, that's what it is. That's just the deal.
At what point does, because me and Chloe last night split a bottle of wine, drank the whole thing.
Nice.
No big deal. We're wild. And neither of us had wine mouth.
Yeah. When does wine mouth kick in?
When does it kick in?
It could be
two bottles.
If you're drinking like shitty wine, I want to say. Maybe it like leaves a film, or maybe it's a sign of great wine.
Yeah, that's the good stuff.
It could also be like a black light for brushing teeth if like they
haven't
brushed their teeth in a while.
Yes.
The Tarzan Listerine guy hasn't swung through that mouth. That's another...
it's a gingivitis indicator.
All right, so you're always going to get rim shots?
Hey, guys, how to avoid wine mouth. Brush your teeth before eating, not after. The tannins in the wine cling to any plaque on your teeth.
Boom.
So technically, if you got more plaque on your teeth, you're going to get more wine mouth.
Oh, this just made it so much worse.
Yeah,
it means. This motherfucker doesn't brush his teeth.
It is. It's the wine mouth is the black light of oral hygiene.
Mm.
Yeah, so now when you see your Aunt Karen with the wine mouth, you're like, listen, lady, brush your teeth. Go brush your teeth. Mm-hmm. You're disgusting.
Go brush your fucking teeth.
Yeah, and maybe floss too, you know? Flossing's more important than brushing. So do them both.
How long do you guys brush your teeth for?
How long?
Yeah, and how much toothpaste do you use?
30 minutes.
30
just
minutes.
A solid 30.
30 minutes.
Just a solid 30 every night. I destroy my toothbrushes. My toothbrushes are absolutely insane.
So does my wife. It's like crazy.
So does my two-year-old.
It looks like it looks like Guile's hair from Street Fighter 2.
My dentist was like, yo, you cannot use, you're rubbing the enamel of your teeth off with your toothbrush.
What are you doing?
Because I would scrubbing the shit out of him, man.
He's obviously getting out a lot of anger.
But why?
So this is me circling back to how long you're doing it. Like, how long? Because I see, like, commercials that are like, you do 30 seconds this side, 30 seconds that side, 30 seconds bottom side, 30 seconds this. And I'm like, 2 minutes? I do not brush my teeth for 2 minutes.
I do.
I brush my teeth for 2 minutes.
For 2 minutes?
Well, my electric toothbrush has a timer.
Don't you guys have electric? Yeah, it tells you when.
No, I just fucking, I'm old school. I'm throwback.
Oh, bro, you got to get a Sonicare.
No, I go myself. I make the noise.
It's so much work.
I put the batteries right up my, huh? What?
I like to put in that work, that little elbow grease right before going to sleepies.
Obviously, you're damaging your mouth.
This dude's like, oh, another workout.
Wait.
Got to get all this pent-up energy. I might snap on somebody.
Well, what's up with the flossing? Who out there is flossing? Who's doing that? I don't know.
Never.
What?
I'm flossing fashion-wise almost daily.
Yeah, hell yeah.
As everyone knows.
He stays flossing.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I never floss my teeth.
That's wild.
I don't do it as often as I should. Only if I get something stuck all up in it while I floss it
up. If it's a beef jerky day, you got
it.
Yeah,
if I'm jerking a little hard that day.
I have to floss every day. I'm getting better at it, but I'm supposed to. Because I ruined my gums from smoking for 15 years, and so I have to.
Can we play a piano under this, please? Soft piano, please.
Thank you. All you smokers out there, just know that it's going to hurt you.
What a nerd, dude. Smoke them if you got them. I don't care. You know it kills you.
Bro, what? You don't smoke?
I'm not saying I do. I'm saying if you want to smoke, go smoke. Read the pack.
You go smoke.
Not you, people.
Oh, you go smoke.
So you're encouraging the youth of America to go smoke on
this? Yeah, why would you do that?
I'm telling everybody to do what they want. It's on the packaging. Remember when we were in Australia and the packaging?
I'm not telling anybody to stop.
Excuse me?
What the fuck?
I'm saying people know it's 2020. Smoke in your lungs is not good for you. If you want to do it, it's called population control.
Unless it's weed, though.
I do remember the packaging in Australia, and it was out of control.
Yeah, they
and
had, like,
people were still pulling the cigarettes out and smoking them.
Yeah,
and
they
it
had,
was
like black
whoa.
Lungs.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the photos on the packets in Australia and a lot of other countries, I believe, the packages... For those of you that are listening in America and you're like, I don't travel. Guess what? Get out there. Explore the world. It's beautiful. Post and when you go and you try to buy a pack of cigarettes, know that it's going to be fucking disgusting because the packet just shows like a disgusting blackened lung or just like someone with their throat missing.
Yeah.
And just the grossest shit you've ever seen.
It's like a Nine Inch Nails album cover or something.
And they're like $25 a pack. So you're paying more than like a dollar per
cigarette.
Crikey, mate.
Crikey. I didn't realize it was that expensive. That's nuts.
Yeah, it's like it was elitist. Like smoking was like for the elite over there.
Oh, that's what they should do here.
I'm rich and stupid.
The Kardashians just are smoking like 30 packs a day. Look at us go.
No. Hot. They can't do it.
Yucky.
Bad for the image. You know, it's funny. I'm showing my kid all my favorite movies from childhood. Nice. And in every movie, without fail, somebody is smoking. And like the first time he's like, he's smoking. I'm like, yeah, people used to do that. And now he's just like, I'm waiting for the smoker. And it always happens. It's amazing.
Well,
smoke looks good on camera. That is something that I think.
It looks good in person. Smoking's cool.
It does. I mean, dude, I smoked for a very long time, and every time I felt cool.
And you were cooler.
I was cooler?
It does not smell great. It
smells bad.
Do you remember when you almost started our house on fire multiple times, Kyle?
Oh, yeah.
Because you had, when we were living off Packard, when you had the butt bowl, where you, like a Folgers can where he would put all of his butts when he was done smoking.
Cool. That's cool.
I never threw it away. I just kept piling butts on top of butts on top of butts.
There was like 1,000... And so the butts just all caught on fire, and we came home one day, and the side of our house was on fire because... Is that how it happened? Did we come home, or did we come outside?
I think you came outside because I remember editing inside my room, and you were just like, fire! Fire! Fire!
Total panic.
I love those moments when you just... When you like, it's kind of like snapping. One is just like pure panic mode when you're just like... Ah, ah, ah.
And I mean, it was a big fire. It did. It made the side of the house. It charred the side of the house.
It blackened the side.
Yeah.
It's those moments when you really find out what you're made of.
Right.
Do you panic? Do you fight? Do you flight?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
What do you do?
Well, I grabbed a bowl of water. That's what we did.
That's using pretty your sure noggin. Now, did. That's called using your noggin.
Pretty sure I did.
Oh, you might have. I might have just screamed fire.
I was going to say, you went and grabbed a bowl of water, but was there like a hose right there and you just ran inside for a bowl of water?
No, the hose we kept on the back to mat down the flies.
Mm. Yeah, right. Oh my God.
That house was fucking disgusting. There was no AC. There was so like thousands of flies. We had that horrible dog that just shit on everything and ate our couch.
Not a good dog. I just want to say, hated that dog. Yeah.
Well, it wasn't exactly the dog's fault, Kyle. You did find it in a nuclear desert in the middle of California.
Yes, he was raised for 11 months on the chemical borax.
Yeah.
He was a what?
Well, out in Trona where I got the dog, like that's their whole...
But yeah, give a little backstory here.
I was a grip for much of my life before we got workaholics, and I...
And a grip is?
A grip is someone that works on a film set that basically shapes the light and works with the lights, essentially, and pushes the camera or connects the camera to cars and does all that.
Sort of like the construction worker of a set.
100%, yeah. The real cool dudes on the set, in my opinion.
Smokers?
Usually.
Smokers, almost all of them.
Okay.
Yes, you're...
Yep, I smoked a lot.
Okay, but you found this dog... It was a puppy when you found him.
Right.
You found him on a film set. And didn't Danny DeVito tell you you should keep the dog?
Well, yeah. There was I was working on a star-studded film. Danny DeVito, Justin Long, Jonah Hill, Michael C. Hall.
Really?
What is this? Accepted?
No, it was called Just Add Water. When I worked on it, it was called One Part Sugar. But then they changed the title to Just Add Water. And yeah, this dog just kept hanging around the grip truck, and so I named him Gripster and brought him back to my hotel room, which he destroyed. And I was getting paid nothing, and I remember half my paycheck went to just the destruction of the hotel room.
Which for sure keep this dog after it destroyed your hotel room, and then bring him down back to our house where he...
Destroyed our home.
I remember we were gone one day. You know, we all had work, and he was had to stay inside for a couple hours, and we came back, and there was just half of our couch was missing, and then there was just like 50 puke piles in our house, where he had obviously eaten the couch and then kept puking it up around.
I know, I think it was one of those things where it's like, I want to prove to myself that I'm responsible, so I get a dog, but it just really highlights how irresponsible I actually am. It's like... being the one to take care of the electric bill when with your group of roommates, and then you just never pay it. It's the same type of thing.
And the lights kept turning off. Hey, Kyle?
Yeah. we got a shower outside.
As an outsider, I just want to say, like, you might have not been a great dog owner, but this dog was just fucking bananas. It was crazy. It was all scatterbrained. It might have been blind.
It was a loony thing.
It would run into the walls all the time.
It wouldn't come out of the pool. Remember that? It would not come out of the pool and just drink fucking gallons of water. And then finally when it came out, it would piss for like 3 minutes
straight.
Just standing there. You remember that?
Gripster was a fucking party animal, dude.
Yeah. When we played beer pong, you would just drink all the beer that fell off the table.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gripster rocked. R.I.P.
Yeah. Gripster's R.I.P. now. Yeah, rest in peace.
Gripster.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
You know what video I get sent every once in a while is, who gets the dog?
Oh, man.
Oh,
who
damn.
Gets the dog?
Dude.
We won a dog, me, Kyle, and our old roommate, Teddy. We won a dog on a TV show called Who Gets the Dog, where three groups of like family or friends, three different groups battle over like who the dog likes more and who they feel would be the best fit for this dog. And then we ended up winning. And I got on all fours because I'm a fucking cheese dick ham and acted like a dog to like win. I was like, roof, roof.
Yeah, it was really a testament to our acting, like being like, we want to win so bad that we'll put on whatever, we'll say whatever we have to say, pull the heartstrings of America.
And you won the dog?
Yeah.
We won the dog, and then we have this dog, Rocky, who now lives with Teddy's family, I think. Right?
Rocky. Rocky and Gripster were the same one to me. Rocky
they kind of morphed together.
They look similar, right?
Yeah. Rocky was a little weird.
I don't know if Rocky's still alive.
I think Rocky might have just passed away.
Good run. God damn.
Yeah.
He'd have been like 15 plus years old.
Yeah.
When we filmed that reality show, I remember that was my first like, because we had to do reshoots. We had to do, like, we shot it once and then we had,
there's reality for you.
Something happened. I know. Something happened with the cameras and they're like, we got to come back and shoot again. And that's when we had time to really know what we had to do to win the dog.
Right.
But it also was me being like, wait, this is a reality show. You can't. What? Reshoots? Mm-hmm. It just felt so weird, man. Hollywood, bro. It's freaking weird, dude.
Guys, I didn't hit record.
Are you kidding me?
That would be so tight.
Of course he didn't.
I can't tell.
He didn't. I can tell because it's not funny.
Oh, man.
No, I did. I hit record. But I would be the one to not hit record, for sure.
But let's just circle back for a second. For a second, you thought you didn't hit record, right?
Yeah, for a second.
Yeah.
Okay, I looked at it and was like, is it? It is. Okay.
Damn, good. I really thought that you got me on that one.
He got himself. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, we would have done some re-record.
This was not a prank. This was a let me get them.
No. I got you. I got you really good. I'm a really good actor. I've won a Teen Choice Award, so.
He was joshing
you. You just got Josh. Your boy got joshed. Here's a quick question, guys. What sort of elective procedure would you guys get? Like, as far as, like, something that you feel you would get if no one ever found out and you could just do it and it could add something to your life.
Dick bigger.
Hair plugs, calves, you get a...
Oh, like a plastic, like a plastic surgery? Is that what this is?
Yeah, an elective surgery. I was thinking when COVID hit and they're like...
Oh, I know mine.
They were like, you could still go in for elective surgeries. I was like, I wonder if people are spending this time to like go, you know what?
Right.
I'm going to be home alone. I'm going to get that new nose that I've always wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to.
And then just blame COVID. Be like, yeah, like it just, my whole face collapsed. And
yeah, and you're like, COVID did it.
Yeah, it's COVID.
Well, it's a good time to do all this shit because then you're not seeing people and you could just go like, sorry, COVID. Maybe I have COVID. I better stay in my house for 6 weeks and not come out. And then when they come out, they just got this super shiny,
huge, right,
beautiful trim penis.
Nose. Huge dick.
Beautiful trim.
Beautiful trimmed cock.
So what is it?
I'm asking you, Kyle. Hey, it's called volleyball, baby. Hit the ball back.
Mine's going to be a hot button topic. All right.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Uh-oh. Okay. Are you going through with the...
Skin lightning.
Okay. All right. Blake, let's start with you. What would you get?
I really love myself. I have really no problem with any of my features.
Beautiful.
I guess bigger dick.
Yeah.
Is that a real one though? Can you get a bigger dick? Is that a?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a real.
Can't
extension?
Yeah, I think you
I don't know if that's a no. Real
there
is. Thing
I think
not.
There. I think there's a way to just like snip something so that when you're flaccid, it's bigger.
Okay, yeah, that.
He's like, whatever it is, all of it.
But I'll risk it all, brother.
I think isn't that more important that you could just be like in a public wherever and you're just like slapping your thigh and then you're like, done. My work here is done.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure that's just a snip. I mean, yeah. I remember looking into it.
But I think they can fill it like with fat, right?
Cartilage.
Can't they make it thicker with fat?
There is penile enlargement surgery, and it's $15,000 with an upfront $1,000.
Is that it?
That's a deal.
Yeah.
about 7-8 inches.
We should make a bet, and whoever wins the bet, we all pitch in and get that person a bigger dick.
Ooh.
That'd be fun.
I like that.
But do we do it percentage-wise, or like you automatically have to add 4 inches?
Ooh.
I think it's you're going to work with whatever they say they could give you.
Is that what it is?
I don't think you could go, I want 4 inches.
Right. They kind of take pieces of skin from your body and add it all up into a pile.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it says that it can increase length and girth, measurement around the penis, which is girth,
sure,
of about 1.5 to 2.5 inches while flaccid and erect. That's a lot. An extra 2.5 inches?
Damn.
I'd have like a 14-inch dick.
Okay, dude. All right.
Hey!
2.5 inches? Dang!
That is crazy.
Adam, what about you? What's your surgery?
I don't know. I think for sure dick. But also beyond that, I feel like all of us want that.
I think you say it's dick and then you get, it's a twofer. You get, yeah. If you get the dick, you get the other one for free.
If you can get an extra 2.5 inches, that's a jambone right there.
I don't want it.
This motherfucker had our callback.
I don't know. Probably, I see, I'm not losing my hair yet, but I know I see my father and I see all the men in my family, and they're all pretty fucking bald.
Mother's dad was bald?
He died when he was like 40, and he still had hair. Like the photos, he still had hair, but I'm like, is that just how he's combing it? I don't know. My mom said he had a full head, but there was not a lot of photos of
that. Well, I just want, what's cool is that you're like, oh, I'm worried about my hair falling out, but my mom's dad, he died at 40, but I'm not worried about the genetic health implications. Yeah. I'm worried about the hair.
It's an elective surgery. He had a heart attack because he was like an alcoholic,
right,
you know?
Right.
So I'm not stopping drinking, man.
Come on, baby. Let the good times roll.
Yeah, wow. But you're not worried about that. No way.
I'm not worried about that. No, I'm worried about my dick and my hair. probably my hair. That's my guess.
I like that.
I did get complimented on my calves the other day, so I don't have to worry about those. It's weird that some men are so worried about their calf muscles.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck about that.
I think it's it's guys who have everything but the calf, and they just are like...
It was a very buff man who was like, hey, bro, what do you do for calf workouts?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I have scars all over my legs. So I was like explaining. I was like, oh, no, it kind of looks like. But I do have big calves because I ride a bike so often.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, it's kind of scar tissue. It looks more ripped than it actually is. And he goes, no, I was talking about your other leg that isn't scarred up. He did not give a shit about my scar tissue. He was just talking about my calf muscles.
That's awesome. Huh. Dude.
That felt pretty good.
Good job.
So don't have to worry about that. But my hair, maybe.
Did you guys swap contacts?
We didn't swap any cons. No, it was in a weed store, so I didn't really
head down.
I didn't go fully down the path. No.
Yeah.
I should have.
Anders, what's your surgery?
Oh man, if I could change everything, can you get a new body?
Liposuction. Liposuction is one. Maybe liposuction.
I don't know why you're suggesting I should do that.
Why don't you zap some of the moles, bro?
Moles.
That's a health thing. That's not really elective.
Where do I have any moles?
I don't know, bro.
I think.
What the hell, Blake?
I think. I guess my neck is kind of long.
Ooh.
Is there a way to like? I don't want to be a shorter person, but if I could just shorten my neck,
that's gonna make you a shorter person. I hate to tell you.
Then can they just bring the rest of my body up?
That'd be sick. A shoulder enlargement?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too mad. I already did this. I already changed my teeth back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
I lasered my eyes and I did my teeth. Yeah. So this ain't a hypothetical.
You've had a few electives.
All right.
Yeah, I've elected to have some.
What about laser your hair off so you could swim faster?
You know what's funny? I think we talked about this before. I don't know if it was on the air. By the way, welcome to This Is Important.
This is
welcome,
and it is.
This is important.
And it is so important. Everything that we talk about.
I said that, like, I think I said season 3, I was gonna get the hair around my asshole lasered off.
I remember that.
We don't need it, and like I feel like you get like toilet Aren't paper you? And remnants there, and I'm like, get it out of there.
Yeah,
but that is to. That's to protect your asshole.
Yeah, if you're running
from
through the fucking woods away from, like, wolves. We're in 2020.
Yeah, but what if you're the plane crashes, like in the book Hatchet?
Oh, yeah, true that.
Yeah. You're wearing pants and underwear, right?
Yeah, but let's say
it's hot.
You know, it started on fire, and you come out, and you're butt naked, and now you need that little trim of hair around your asshole to keep you warm, or else you might die.
Hey, you're not wrong. I'm willing to take that risk.
I get that. It's kind of like with a gun, you know, with butthole hair, you'd rather be caught with than without. Because when you do need butthole hair, it's super important.
Yeah. I guess I'd rather be caught without a gun in this situation.
I don't know,
well,
brother.
That's your choice. That's your choice. Yep.
I'll tell you, my weapon of choice is right here, pal.
Oh, the fist.
The fist.
Okay. You raised his fist.
If someone pulls a gun on me, I will fist them.
Mm. Man, that makes sense. What made you not do it after season 3 of Workaholics?
Yeah.
I just didn't do it. I just was like I just never like lined it up. I guess I wanted it, and then by the time I like had...
You were all talk, no walk.
That's true. And you guys all know that about me.
It is a funny discussion to say.
I just
I'm
didn't.
Do this.
I don't know. It was. It's essentially like, oh, when I get that like butthole laser money, and then I just blew it on other things like fucking
Butthole enhancers.
Yeah, butthole enhancers. It's like, super hairy now.
Like a house and a kid's college fund.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
That boring
I'll do
ass
it.
Shit.
You know what? If we get, I don't know what kind
what?
Of like if some kind of podcast statistic, if we get X, I will get my butthole lasered and report right back to all you guys and girls out there.
All right. Well, we have to do a few things here.
Can I tell mine?
Because it's a hot button issue.
Yes,
that's right.
You.
I'm sorry.
He's been sitting on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Thank
Go ahead, please.
Look, I've thought about this a lot, and it also has to do with the dick.
I've thought about this a lot. Well, obviously, it's going to be about your dick, Kyle.
And we are going to need some soft piano underneath.
It's not what
this.
You think.
Okay, it's not. You're going to, you want it to be smaller.
Hang on, let me get a drum roll.
I want my foreskin back.
Okay, now let's talk about this. You can stretch your foreskin. You can stretch it. There's like a
I know,
thing
but it
where
takes
you hook
years.
It up to your
it
dick.
It takes years. I've been thinking about doing this.
So then maybe you really don't
wait,
want it.
Wait, well, hold I'm- on now. I hear a real truth in Kyle's voice right now, and I'm looking at him via Zoom, and it looks like this is an emotional issue for you.
Well, I mean, I had to go through this when I had a son and decide if I'm going to cut part of his wee-wee off,
and
I decided not to. I'm not going to do that.
And it's never too
in
late.
Doing so, I realized that I want mine back. Uh-huh. Like, I didn't have that choice. None of us had that choice.
Are you jealous of your kid now, you weirdo? When you're changing his diaper?
No,
like,
I'm happy
man.
That he doesn't have to have this realization one day that somebody else made the choice to cut part of his dick off.
Yeah, okay. And I get that. But isn't it weird that you have to, like, peel your son's dick skin back and clean his
I don't
dick?
Have to do anything. You just let it go.
But doesn't it get gross?
No, you gotta you gotta clean it.
Not
my
at
kids,
this age, not when he's this little. You don't do that.
What are you
do
talking
that.
About?
None of
I
you
got
know.
Two little dicks in my house. Well, three.
You don't
well,
know.
I do.
Are they circumcised?
Yeah, but they still got a little something, and I gotta like go, hey guys, huh? Like the
they're circumcised.
Kid,
you don't know what you're talking about.
But they still got a little something, so I say you gotta pull that.
You're
back
speaking
and get
on
in
a
there.
False platform. You have no idea.
Wow.
I'm just saying. None of us had a choice, so it's easy to defend it.
Sure. Sure. No, and when I initially heard the argument, I believe we've had this argument several times.
Yeah.
I thought it was a sanitary thing, but apparently that's a myth of sorts.
No, it isn't a myth, but that's the same thing I'm talking about. It's a thing of the past, like the butthole hair.
Well, is it a thing where, yeah, is it a caught with than without? Is there a time when you're going to need that foreskin?
No.
Well, all you guys are fucking talking about how you want bigger dicks. And when you cut your foreskin off, it does retract a little bit.
Okay. Well, I need much more than that.
Odds are if you didn't cut your foreskin off, your dick would hang lower.
So, but here's the deal, though. If you have a little dick and you never got the foreskin cut off, you have no excuse. Now I know that, like, I can go home to my wife and go, look, do you know why it's so small? I got circumcised and it retracted.
Yeah.
And
lay off.
I'm good to go. Lay off me.
Guys, with a quick Google, I found foreskin problems. Okay? Foreskin problems. Dryness, swelling, infection, irritation. Just like that. Just right away. Foreskin problems. One
Dude,
quick Google.
It's a campaign, man.
He's dropping
it's a campaign
bombs.
From Christianity, dog. Mm. It's
Christianity.
A Christian campaign.
Big
it's,
Christianity.
It's, look what? At the rest was... of the world. Look at the global statistics.
Yeah. I thought it was Judaism. No?
Yeah, I thought that,
yeah,
that was...
which was adopted by Christianity as well.
Oh, well, guess what? They were right on the money as they usually are.
I told you it's going to be hot button, baby.
Dang, you weren't kidding, brother.
Yeah, let's get into this, man. So what do you...
Told
ya. Yeah. you know what I want, my elective? I want to get those nipple balls back under my nipples.
There we go.
If possible, just to give me a little extra.
Oh, that'd be tight. But for real, if it's not having to do with the dick, I think I would do like a butt tuck or something because I'm so sick of my saggy butt and I can't seem to tighten it up.
Well, dude, just do some of those police horse workouts.
Yeah, do you do any squats or anything?
Yeah, how about you just work out a little, do some squats and stuff.
Is that how you get rid of it?
Yeah.
that's the start of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, dude.
I think I'd take mine back. I think I would full-on liposuction down to like 5% body fat. Just get rid of all of it. Just like that. Over day. Just be wrapped.
Over day? This dude just said over day.
Well, I'm not doing it overnight.
I know, but I love over day.
I'm not doing it overnight. I'm doing it over the daytime.
You go to like a store and they're like, we give you liposuction over day. 2 for 1.
I'm not doing it overnight though. I'm doing it over the day.
That's true.
That's cool.
I'm not going in at nighttime to get it done. This is a daytime procedure. I'm going to start in the morning and they're going to work however many hours it takes and get done probably by lunchtime. I'll go home and have a shredded ass six pack and back.
I'm with you, but like, I feel like you got to have like 30 extra pounds to be doing lipo.
Sure. Do you have to qualify?
I'm saying I wouldn't do it unless I got up to like 250 and couldn't shake it.
Mm. Okay. Money's not an issue here. This is for podcasts. This is just, we could do whatever we would like and it's just snappy and we can be done.
Then
with
yeah.
It.
So why would I do squats? I'm not going to do squats. I want my butt tucked.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Well, you already chose that you're going to add foreskin.
Well, yeah, but no, I was just saying.
You can only choose one. You're not doing multiple procedures.
Well, I was just going to the vanity. That one's I feel robbed of my foreskin.
Right. We're back to souls now.
Yeah. See, if mm-hmm. you really believe in souls, you know what I'm talking about. Okay.
I like that.
Because when we talk about this in the Workaholics Writers Room, people were just like, I just want more feeling. Like, that was, like, the huge thing. I guess, right. There's more feeling when you have your foreskin.
It's true.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm good with the amount of feeling I have.
Yeah.
In fact, I'm trying to numb it down a little bit.
Right.
I don't need extra feeling. Yep.
You notoriously have earth-shattering orgasms.
my gasms will shake the house.
Oh, yeah.
Man, the gas man.
I've definitely heard a couple when we were roommates, and it sounded like it felt hella good.
Oh, man.
I could barely make it out over you blasting Red Hot Chili Peppers every time.
What is this, Stadium Arcadium?
Yes, yeah. That was his go-to.
That was weird, man. We would hear that all the time.
Well, sorry, you guys weren't fucking.
No, bro, it's cool.
No,
it's
we're cool. Quiet. We're respectful.
Yeah, you guys were making love, not me. Mm-hmm. I was blasting Stadium Arcadium and going to town.
You fuck. I'm like coitus.
It's the orgasms. He's got earth-shattering orgasms, dude.
See, I'm not trying to have extra feeling. I'm trying to...
Yeah, imagine that.
I will say that once I moved out and I had privacy, my orgasms have become a little bit more groundbreaking, not earth-shattering.
Sure. But,
wow.
And I think that it was the privacy, and it's a shame that I was worried about what you guys thought about what my orgasms sounded like enough to keep it quiet. Adam, I got respect for you for just doing you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I out of a level, and also, I also respect you, and that's
Thank
why
you.
I played the Chili Peppers so loudly.
Yes.
Right.
It's the perfect music to play while having sex because it's a roller coaster ride. There's some, they won't stop addicted to the shindig, and then every once in a while they'll slow it down and boom, boom.
So wait, you can go longer than one song? Wow.
Yeah, bro. We fuck on concept albums, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what's up. Nowadays, back then, no way, man.
No way.
I gotta skip some tracks.
What?
Oh yeah. Well, there's a few special tracks, definitely.
Huh. Wait for the secret song.
Ooh, the crescendo.
Do you guys have sex to music or not at all?
No.
I don't at all anymore. I feel like I used to all the time.
I go back and forth. Well, we got the Sonos, so it's like if you turn the Sonos on, then it's on.
Then it's on.
Right.
Otherwise, it's not, but we're still going after it.
What's your number one go-to? What do you, is it, obviously it's Chili Peppers as well? Or?
No, I don't really set it up. My wife likes it.
Oh,
it's
boy.
Just to drown out your breathing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just so she doesn't have to hear you.
Dude, we were in therapy and she's like, I really want to play music while we have sex. And I'm like, that's
Make
cool.
Love.
I'm down
like,
with
whatever
that.
Whatever you want. And she's like, Stadium Arcadium.
I'm like, that's what's up.
And you're like, wait a second.
Like a couple days later, I hear fucking Marvin Gaye, Let's Get It On come on. I'm like, no way. Like it's this literal.
Yeah.
But I knew what was up.
Dude, it does work.
Yeah, see, you knew. You knew what was coming around the corner.
The few times that I have done it, I have enjoyed it, and it was to very, like, typical lovemaking music, like Usher, and it really did hit the spot.
New
really
Usher?
Did.
Yeah.
Confessions.
Climax?
Some Climax,
okay.
For sure.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
For everyone listening at home, Usher is a musician from a long time ago.
Yes, allegedly. So you guys didn't make, like, cool... love making mixtapes that you would hand out at school?
I didn't. Did you guys?
I didn't either. Blake, it sounds like you did. What was on these mixtapes? And who were you giving them to? Because I know you and your friends weren't fucking in high school.
Yeah. If there was no Jill Scott in there, you're disqualified.
True. It's true. I know their whole crew. That wasn't a high school fucking crew right there.
No, not at all.
No, no diss there. That was a cold.
We did go to strip clubs, though.
A lot of Magic the Gathering. Yeah. Yep.
Gathering something.
I remember when, I think I must have been living with Teddy or something, but I remember at Camden when we lived together, he came over and like your friends came in town and I was like, oh shit, we're going to party and everything. And then you guys played Magic the Gathering for 4 days straight. And I don't know how to play. And so it's just me kind of drinking, sitting around the outside of the circle being like, does anyone want
to? Yeah, dude.
And when trying to go do anything, they're like, nah, this mage is, I don't even know how to make fun of it because I truly don't know Magic the Gathering at all. So
you found yourself knee deep in a booster draft, brother.
Wow.
You buy a box, you make a deck, you go at it for about 4 days with your tightest bros and you come out stronger for it. It's a bro bond.
Yeah.
I never could get into it either, Adam. I was up at film school working on that. I never could get into Magic with these guys. I always said that I would build a Magic deck, and I have never lived up to that promise.
I wanted to get into it only because I loved all those guys, and I'm like, I'm trying to hang out. Like, they're in town. I'm trying to have fun with Blake's, like, childhood homies, who I got to know really well. Mm-hmm. And then they all come into town. I'm like, oh, this will be fun. We'll, like, play some foosball. We'll drink. We'll, you know, go to the pool or whatever. And none of those things happened. Yeah, it was just Magic the Gathering for 4 days straight.
Right. That was the thing that I had trouble with, too, was just the obsessive nature of the game. And it's like, we should go do something else during this time, right?
I think that touches more on some of the issues that our childhood friends have. They do have problems just being around people. But
talking to people.
Talking to people.
Right. That's true. I mean, respect.
Respect to that.
No, respect. Straight up.
Let me know when you guys are done on Magic.
Okay, yeah, I think we're
done on Magic.
Okay, cool.
I think we're done on Magic the Gathering.
I'll be over here.
That's a wrap on Magic the Gathering.
I got no reference for Magic the Gathering. Period.
I understand that.
That didn't happen at all in your high school, huh?
I'm sure it did. I didn't run with those wolves, you know?
Neither did I, but I would see it in some of my classes where, like, I remember, because I was in, I did theater in high school.
Mm-hmm.
I really downplayed all of it. I would, like, act like I'm not in theater until suddenly the play was happening and I'm in it.
You were singing.
And they're like, wait. Yeah, I'm singing and dancing on stage. And, you know, my homies are like, wait, so you weren't helping your dad build a deck for 2 months?
You should just come see it. It'll be hilarious. Like, I'm like singing and stupid shit.
I'm like, yeah, it's so funny, dude. I'm like singing and all this shit. I wear makeup. I know what? It's crazy. It's so funny.
Dude, I do my own makeup.
It's so stupid. I love it. It gives me confidence. It gives me a place in this world. Like, so dumb.
It's so stupid. I love it. Yeah, I remember being, like, truly embarrassed. I remember making up a lie about how, like, I'm helping my dad build a deck. So every day, like, right after school, my friends would be, like, you know, smoking weed in someone's garage or drinking beers in someone's basement. And every day they'd be like, yo, you gonna come over to Ryan's house or whatever? And I'm like, no, my dad needs help with the deck again. I gotta go do this deck. And then, you know, 6 weeks later, we're doing the play. And they're like, wait a second.
Where's this deck?
Right.
Does your dad have a new deck? Then we go over to my parents' house, and the deck is just still old and shitty. And you're like,
yeah, what are we talking
about?
What's the show?
Yeah, what musical?
Lil Abner.
It was, I believe it was Harvey, about the talking. There's like an imaginary rabbit.
Yeah,
talking
sure.
rabbit.
Yeah. Is that
Harvey?
Yeah. I feel like that's an original by a drama teacher or something.
No.
Harvey's a classic.
Yeah,
I don't Harvey's know Harvey.
There's an old movie of it too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God damn. I'm like a theater major. I feel like I know that stuff. I'm just blown away.
Yeah, I don't know about it either.
Were you like a shitty theater major? It's like
I mean, OCC, brother.
Yeah, that's true, OCC. Yeah. Harvey, 1950, starring James Stewart.
Yeah.
Okay,
James Stewart.
I did have Jimmy Stewart in my mind, but...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought she said James.
I thought that was A Wonderful Life for whatever reason. Is that what it is?
He's in that too. I think he's an actor. He's in a
bunch
of shit.
He did a few movies.
Yeah. But isn't Harvey like the same premise as,
It's a Wonderful Life? Harvey is about a movie. He's talking to like an imaginary rabbit.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Does that check out?
Okay.
Huh.
Are you grocery shopping right now?
Respect.
You're like half in. Oh, that's the same movie, right? Do you guys have 2%? Sorry. Yeah, no, it's I had James Stewart in my head too. Skim milk.
Okay.
Soy. I need the soy milk.
Do you have
Kyle, they're different movies. Okay.
Right
on. That checks out. Yeah, different movies.
Well, no, it's good to know, you know. I don't know a lot about that stuff. It's
Are you out of toilet paper? Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll get there, dude. Podcast number 80. We'll all be just doing chores.
I need Android Pay. Do you have it? Oh, my God. You guys, I golfed yesterday.
Ooh.
What?
Wow.
I went and golfed with some homies who I haven't seen for a long-ass time. It's COVID safe. And they were like, we're going to Torrey Pines. Now, for you people at home who don't know what Torrey Pines is, I didn't either. But it's like a famous golf course where they do the U.S. Open, and it's like a public golf course, but it's also like on...
Is it a fancy one?
No, it's a public course, but it's on the ocean, so it's like sick. And I don't know how to describe my golfing. It is the worst golfing you've ever seen. In the way that, like, it starts off funny and you're like, well, you know, you'll warm up and everyone's like laughing. And then they're just like, you know, it's a tough sport. And damn. Everyone's just sad.
Start to feel bad for
you? I was so bad. I was shooting like solid 9s and 10s per hole.
Yikes.
I mean,
yeah, golfing just really fucking sucks.
It's not easy.
I mean, as far as a sport goes, it's definitely more, it's just fun to get out there with your friends and get drunk and drive golf carts. And then the hitting the golf balls is a thing you have to do.
Secondary.
I do like golfing, though, with how much people respect golfing. You could go, like, anything else. If you're like, hey, I'm going to go play video games for 4 hours, so don't talk to me. And people are like, what an idiot.
Yeah, they're going to get on
people are like,
ass.
This guy sucks.
Yeah.
No, we have, but if you're like, I'm actually going golfing in the afternoon, so I'll be out of commission. People are like, okay, golfing.
Respectable. Okay. 8 hours? That's all you need?
8 hours of golf. Okay.
Yeah, it takes forever. After nine holes, I was like, we're done. What are we doing here? But they were good. They were like hitting a couple pars here and there.
Well, that's the other thing. If you are really bad and it's taking you 10 shots, you're just making the day.
I skipped 3 holes and they were like, you sure? And I'm like, guys, let's get the fuck out of here.
This isn't fun.
No,
it's not fun for me.
Because they were just waiting on your ass?
No. They weren't even waiting on me because, like, we were walking. We weren't on carts. So we were just, like, we're hoofing it. So, like, I would just hoof up to my ball, which would be halfway to where their ball is, hit it again, whiff it, biff it, fucking shank it, slice it. I'm like a fucking...
You're terrible.
Daft Punk song.
Yeah. Well, you have to put your time in. I mean, when's the last time you swung a club? You got to go to the driving range, bruh.
Years ago at a buddy's
wedding. No way. There's no way you're going to jump right back into golf with all of the mechanics needed to be good.
I know. It just hurt. I was like, God damn it. My dad's so good. Club champion 2 years in a row.
So it's in your blood.
I remember somewhere.
A quote from your dad about golf.
What was the quote?
What was that? When we got Wizards up on something, we got a...
Oh, yeah. No, we sold the TV show, and he goes, well, I got a hole in one. And I'm like, okay.
That's right.
But now you realize how fucking hard that is.
Fair enough. Yeah, now I get it.
It's actually harder to get a hole in one.
Us getting workaholics was our hole in one.
A little bit.
No, he's
and with that,
not.
Does anyone have any take-backs, apologies?
I know you do.
Or what was the other one? Is apologies, take-backs, and
compliments.
I'd like to compliment Kyle on keeping it real, even when he obviously sounded like a true psycho about foreskin. And I want to say sorry for not taking back that compliment.
So you're apologizing to the world? Thank you. You know what? I'll take that. I'll take that very much. And I will... also compliment Blake on his knowledge of magic. It's always been something of a wonder for me, and his keeping it real when it comes to nerd culture, something that I believe that I am falsely attributed to, and you are my rock when it comes to nerd culture, and thank you so much.
He's a real nerd.
I am. Thank you.
Such yes, and nerd. I love you.
I love it too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I just want to compliment Durz's use of sound effects today. Wow, we've added a whole new element to the show.
I was going to compliment Durz on that too. That was a fun extra layer. And I want to say thank you so much for bringing that literally to the table and spending those solid $6 on that little machine. Worth every penny.
Absolutely. Even though some of them draw out a little too long, but you know, you got to fill airspace. So thank
you. Okay, so are you taking back the compliment or?
No, I'm just chipping away at it. It's still up there, but right. I've now chipped away at it.
Death of a thousand cuts.
Yes, thank you.
Hey guys, this was important.
It was important.
It always is.
See you next week.